Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. If your flight is delayed or canceled, Minnesota Senators Amy Klobuchar and Tina Smith want passengers reimbursed for their trouble and any rebooking fees. The senators introduced legislation that would protect flyers after President Trump canceled these consumer protections. Under the Flight Delay and Cancellation Compensation Act, the Department of Transportation would issue regulations that would set a baseline standard of compensation of at least $300 for a delay of more than 3 hours and at least $600 for any delay 6 hours or longer. Two versions of a new health care bill have both failed today in the U.S. Senate. The Democrats' bill would have extended the Affordable Care Act tax credits. Watching all this is Congresswoman Kelly Morrison, who says it's disappointing the two sides can't work together.
Now in the Senate, we have the situation where there's this partisan Republican bill and then a partisan Democratic bill that neither of which has the votes to pass. They had to have let Democrats come to the table to work together to come up with a compromise, and it just hasn't happened yet.
The Republican version of the bill would have sent funds to consumers instead of using tax credits, but it also failed. Make sure you're taking good care of your Christmas tree so it makes it through the holiday season. Minnesota Christmas Tree Association Vice President Paul Saunders says keep floor vent locations in mind.
Where are they in your house? Are they going to be sitting right underneath the tree? Because that's a good way just to dry out the tree very quickly. So either block those floor vents from blowing on the tree or just try a different place for the tree.
Saunders says you should also be checking water levels daily. And Minnesotans love their snowplows almost as much as they love their hot dish. And once again, the Minnesota Department of Transportation is inviting residents to flex their creativity. MnDOT spokeswoman Ann Meyer says the annual Name a Snowplow contest is back.
We have about 50 or 60 finalist names for folks to vote on, and then the top 8 vote getters become named snowplows for MnDOT, one for each district in our agency.
Submissions will be accepted through noon on Friday, December 19th, up on MnDOT's website. In other headlines, police say an 81-year-old man is in custody after a shooting Wednesday in Lake City. Officers responded yesterday afternoon and found the suspect holding a handgun behind a Subway restaurant. While negotiating, officers learned a man was inside an adjacent apartment with multiple gunshot wounds. The victim was hospitalized with life-threatening injuries. Officers subdued the suspect using less lethal rounds and recovered a 9mm handgun. The suspect, identified as William Charles PR, was booked into Goodhue County Jail. Rural Minnesota farmers are spreading the word about how federal and global policies are driving costs up and resilience opportunities down. Jim Falk, owner of Falk's Seed Farms, says his job is to talk to farmers about crop plans and concerns.
Tariffs are one of the top things that are talked about. Trade policy, inconsistency, you know, there's a bit of chaos that just the market doesn't like, and that's affecting farmers in their decision-making policy.
Falk says farmers have always been innovative and will find new ways to create revenue. More news headlines available at MinnesotaNewsNetwork.com.